including talking about the Northern Ireland Youth Assembly. A group of young people have launched the inaugural Northern Ireland Youth Assembly. The launch took place at the annual general meeting of the Northern Ireland Youth Forum, which has lobbied for a youth representative body for the past 12 years. Now, I want to speak to one of their senior members, is Chris Quinn. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Chris. The Northern Ireland Youth Assembly, I suppose critics will say young people are expressing an opinion because they deserve to be heard, but their voice is irrelevant. That's what critics will say. It's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it's interesting just listening to your last few comments there about some of the contentious issues that are debated in society here right now. We had a youth congress sitting in February of this year, and it was really amazing to hear young people debate those issues with maturity, with respect. There was a great sense of hope that together we can work and we can address social issues. So, look, I think the baton needs to be passed to young people now. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child have recommended that a youth assembly is set up immediately. And we talk a lot about Article 12, which refers to the rights of young people to have a say in issues that affect their lives. So, yeah, we're saying let's do it now. We can't wait any longer.
This youth assembly, are the people below voting age or are some of them within voting age?
Yeah, it would be targeted at young people aged between 11 and 25. And it would be designed to engage all of those young people across that spectrum.
Well, you know, are people who are 18 to 25, are they not as much part of the problem as those of us who are age 50 to 55?
Well,
let me expand on that. Yeah. We're in a dilemma up at Stormont. We have an adult assembly, a political assembly that is as useless as an ashtray on a motorbike, right? We voted them in, including the 18 to 25-year-olds voted them in. So should the people who are 18 upwards not be taking responsibility for the failure of the assembly that we believe should be passing legislation for us? And maybe the youth assembly should be 11 to 17, where the kids could maybe learn from the mistakes of others.
Yeah, it's an interesting debate around age, because some would argue, as you're saying, that once you're 18, you have a vote, that you do have a, you know, there's a certain political currency then. But what we're saying is that democracy, participative democracy and social justice, goes broader than simply an X in a ballot box. We're talking about young people being empowered to be activists for change. And through our work, we see lots of young people across that age band really bringing something positive back to their community. So we look at this through a very positive lens in that young people are part of the solution, in that they are assets, and that by working together, they can address the social issues. In terms of the political crisis, we're not about pointing fingers of blame. It should be said that all of the political parties have backed this idea of a youth assembly. We've set up a panel of political youth champions, which is made up of representatives from all of the parties. And they've been really instrumental in helping us, actually, along this journey. So we're hoping that when the assembly is up and running, and I use the word when because we're very hopeful that that will happen, or when the actual assembly is up and running again, that they will pass legislation to make the youth assembly there in statute, in law.
And this cross-party working group of MLAs who are working alongside these young people and who may work alongside them in the future, will they be working alongside like a representative grouping that would reflect politics in Northern Ireland? Do we know the political thinking of these young people who are in this assembly? Is it mainly DUP and Sinn Féin people, then slightly less SDLP and Ulster Unionist and a few Alliance? Is that the way the young people are made up as well, along party lines or party thinking?
No, it's very much an apolitical forum. So we want young people to be political in the sense that we want them to be activists, to think about how they affect change. But we don't want this to be party political. So the methodology that will be used will be based on random selection. And it's based on methodology that's being used by the Citizens Assembly currently. So we're looking mm-hmm. at that model to learn about what they're doing. And the hope is that there will be a group of young people there that will reflect society. So you'll have young people from all walks of life, including minority ethnic groups, LGBTQ, male, female, and the list goes on and on. But the hope is that we have a big youth festival in spring where young people are invited to come along. That won't be limited in terms of numbers. And at that event, young people can self-select and put themselves forward for the random selection process that we hope to get a body of young people that will sit as an assembly at an event to debate the issues that they have been informed on by their peers.
So it's a better reflection of society generally than the politicians than we would have today. We're not likely in this youth assembly to have a lot of kids who have been encouraged to go along because they come from a Sinn Féin family or a DUP family or an SDLP family. Where we'll have kids who come from families who don't have any interest in politics.
Yeah, I would say both, Frank. I think it's really important that all voices are represented, and it's not to say that if you are a young person with a political view, and you know, some young people come to us that are very, very interested in politics and may be involved in political parties, their voices are important as well. So it's about a broad sweep. It's about being inclusive of those young people who have a range of interests and are from a range of backgrounds.
Yeah, see, Chris, the reason that I'm sort of pushing you on this is it's trying to get the other half of the population represented, the half of the population who don't even vote, the people who've lost all faith, the people who've no interest in the political parties that we have. They're all citizens of this society which we share. How do you get that mindset into your assembly?
Yeah, it's a really exciting element of our work, actually, and something that we're really passionate about. So the methodology that underpins this is based on youth work. So through youth work, we engage young people in non-formal education. It's about building capacity, belief. It's about reaching out into the margins. So by using youth work as your tool, we can reach young people whose voices are seldom heard. And we're doing that currently through our core work in the youth forum anyway, but you know, we're linked into a brilliant network of voluntary youth organisations right across the north. And we've, you know, through that we've accessed to hundreds of thousands of young people. And it's that partnership approach, you know, we're really keen to engage with other youth organisations at a community level and at a regional level to ensure that the door is open for all of those young people that all of our colleagues across the youth sector are doing great work with.
Yeah, it sounds like a great project. It really, really does. Their voices are so important. Their voices are, their voices will make all the difference to the future of this place. So let's hope it does work. While we don't have an assembly, the paid for assembly, can they do something independently? Can they still meet?
Yeah, well, our hope is, and we've entered into discussions with senior civil servants, and indeed we've been trying to lobby the British Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. So a lot of the work that we're doing, it will be linked to the draft programme for government. So the hope is that there's a direct link into the policymaker there. So regardless of having a sitting assembly or not, things will have to tick on here. We will have a civil service. We will have people, you know, delivering services for citizens. Our hope is that the Youth Assembly can feed into that and can link really closely.
Chris, thank you very much for that, because it sounds positive, doesn't it? I want to speak to Aoife Kelly briefly, who's part of the Northern Ireland Youth Forum and an even younger voice on this. Aoife, good morning.
Morning.
Aoife, you know, you're at the younger end of the spectrum here. Well, you're not suggesting you're 11, but if people 11 to 25 are involved here, you're closer to 18 than you are to 25. What contribution are you going to make to this, Aoife?
Well, I'm just giving a young person's perspective on it. I've been helping the youth form campaign for this issue since I was about 12 or 13. I think it's very important to have young people's voice heard in politics. So hopefully whenever we get it up and running, I'll just be there to help ensure that it actually works as effectively as we think it's going to.
And do you come from this as a young woman with a political agenda, or are you interested in young people generally?
I'm interested in young people having a voice in politics, whether you can call that an agenda or not, it's your own call to make, but I just think that it's very important that they're being listened to, and at the minute they're not.
But you're not going in with a one-party agenda. You're going in championing young people. Am I right on that? My slight concern about it is that it'll end up with young people who just represent the local parties here, and we just go round and round in circles because the local parties have failed us. I don't want the next generation failing us as well.
This youth assembly will definitely be non-party political, whether the young people are involved in parties or not. That's fair enough, but their party politics will have to be pushed to the side whenever they come into the chamber to debate. That's one of the very important things, but I think you'll find, as I heard Chris talking about the Youth Congress sittings that we had in the Stormont Assembly Chamber, anytime young people have got up there to debate, they have filled the chamber and they have talked about issues that are social issues, civil rights issues. They haven't been the sort of green and orange issues that politicians would usually be debating in the same room.
This is reassuring, Aoife. I'm liking everything that I'm hearing. Thank you very much for highlighting it with us. Thank you.
No problem.
It's Aoife Kelly and Chris Quinn. Positivity from the young people, getting round the table and discussing things that need to be discussed. Maybe there is some hope for the future.